joining us here in person, live on a Sunday morning, is Mark Cass. He, of course, is editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. What are you doing here this morning?
You know, I was just out riding my bike, and I thought I'd stop in and see you because I missed you. You were gone for so long.
I was
like, where's Libby? So I got to come down and see you in person.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it. Do you notice a tan?
I did. Wow, what a tan. I could hardly recognize you.
I know. I'm sitting in the sunshine in Italy. Yeah.
Yeah, you have that Europe kind of glow to you right now.
Yeah. But I'm back now. I'm all, as was it Richard Nixon used to say, I'm tan, rested, and ready to go.
Wow. Okay. Then I'm a little nervous this morning.
Yeah, but there's been a lot going on around
There's been
town.
A lot of news going on. No
now,
doubt.
Now, tell me, because you know I love shopping.
Yes.
Tell me about this new retail store that Giannis and his brother opened. You were there yesterday, I guess.
Yeah.
Where is it? I haven't found it yet.
It's actually right inside of the Trade Hotel, which is right across from the arena. And I actually went over there yesterday. There was a long line outside, about 60, 80 people waiting in line when it opened at 1 o'clock. And you go in, and it's Giannis Brothers everywhere. It can be a shirt. It can be a sweatshirt. It can be a water bottle. It can be anything you want with their logo on it is in that store. Or maybe his number. Or anything. Basically, anything is there. Go ahead.
Is there a specific logo?
Yeah.
The
brothers.
The Antetokounmpo brothers.
Brothers. Correct. There's an actual logo for that, and all the materials are actually made in Greece. And for this store is the first one in the United States. He also has one in Athens. So this is a big thing for them, and they were all there last night. The three brothers were there last night. Huge crowds, autograph lines, and he seemed to really be enjoying it. And he just seems to love Milwaukee. He loves to be involved in Milwaukee, and there's no doubt we love him here. So it was quite a scene yesterday.
Do you think that's going to, in your opinion, does it appear then he's here for as long as his professional career lasts?
Well, kind of what he said that, but he's also said as long as they're good winning. And obviously the huge trade over the past couple of weeks has helped that along. So, and people forget he can get the most money here. He can get the most money in Milwaukee under the NBA contracts.
Why do you say that?
Because of the NBA contracts allow him to get the most money currently with your team.
Oh.
So he could, but then again, he's got plenty of money. I don't think he's short of money. But on the other hand, he wants to win. And, I think him having the store there is important because it shows he wants to be in this community, he wants to be invested in this community, and anybody who wants to have anything kind of with his name on it is going to be wearing it all around town.
Was there anything you picked up for yourself while you were there?
I didn't, because I was there a little bit earlier, but I will go back at some point. I know my daughter was with me, she was eyeing some stuff, sweatshirts, some pretty cool hats. You name it. There's pretty cool stuff there. I'm surprised you don't have anything.
I haven't been there yet. I just got back to town.
You got to go there after the show today. I might have to.
No, we got in late Friday. And yesterday was an unpacking day.
I'm still unpacking.
Anyway, so I mentioned this a little bit earlier with Jessica. My husband was getting up in the middle of the night to check the Brewers scores.
Wow.
Not too happy.
He really didn't have he needs to sleep more.
He should have
avoided those 2 days.
Yeah, that's what he said is, why did I do this? But AmFam Field, right now, they're having a hearing this week on this proposed $600 million funding plan. Do you know, what does it consist of? And do you think it's going to go through? Is it going to get approved?
Actually, the hearing was held here this past Thursday. And it looks like there's going to be some amendments to the plan. You and I talked about the plan a couple weeks ago, and it looks like they're going to lower the amount that's necessary from the city and county. They're going to add some in terms of the representatives on the board from the city and county. And there is some talk now, something I've been talking a lot about, and that is looking at the economic development of the area kind of around the park. Those lots, all those spaces that sit open a lot of times a year, they're going to look at, is there an opportunity there to create some, whether it's a hotel, whether it's retail, whether it's restaurants, whether it's office buildings, to create things in the lot that will create revenue for the city to help them kind of help them with this project. Because you're talking about a long time here, 30 years for them to stay in town. I think everybody asked me whether or not it's going to get approved. I think it will. I think the momentum is there now. I think there's going to be some changes. But I think in the end, it's going to get done. And I've been saying this all along. It's going to get done in Madison. It's going to get ugly. There's going to be yelling. There's going to be screaming. But in the end, it'll get passed. It's kind of like you don't want to watch things get made, right? You don't want to watch these sausages get made. But I think in the end, it's going to pass because it's too important kind of not to. Think about if they left. Think about what we had here this week, even though it was very short-lived. It was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool time in the city this week. Everybody's excited. Everyone's out the stadium. Everyone's having fun. other than the final scores, of course.
Yeah.
But really was a good time and showed the economic kind of impact of that team.
Yeah, it was just a tough thing that happened.
Right.
I think everybody was expecting them to go a little bit further.
But I sure was.
There's always next year, right?
You know, I've heard that many years in a row.
You know, tell us about this other story, too. And I know a lot of people were disturbed with the shooting that occurred at S's on the Park. And
kind of really disturbing.
Yeah.
Very disturbing.
Yeah. They've reopened now.
They have, right.
But what's been the impact on their business? And also, what are we going to see downtown? Because there are other rumors out there of other incidents, not shootings, but a lot of things going on. What are people saying, and are the businesses saying?
You know, this has been interesting. There's been, you know, been open about a week since it happened, and every time I walk by there, because our offices are right next door, so I'm there, walk by every day, it's pretty a really nice response. There's been a lot of people. I actually walked by there last night. Nice crowd in the restaurant. So I think everyone's kind of returning, which is good for Elsa's, because again, Elsa's didn't cause this. This happened just because it just happened there. I think the impact has been, and it's, you know, and I've already heard it from friends and people that live outside the city. I'm scared to come to the city. Kind of, why should I come to downtown Milwaukee? I could get shot. I could get robbed. You know, and again, I say it over and over again. I walk downtown. I live downtown. I work downtown. I rode over here. And I feel safe all the time. There's not an issue. I mean, of course, things happen. They happen everywhere. But I think it's important for these restaurants, for these retailers, that everyone realizes it's an isolated incident, and you have to support the business. I mean, Elsa's and Cops. Think of those two names,
sure,
and kind of what they mean to our community, and the fact that, you know, it happened there in an institution in this town. It's really sad.
Do you think we're going to see a greater police presence?
I think you will. I think you have to. I think it's important for the kind of this, just to see it, to kind of help that issue. But again, you know, I was walking around all over the city kind of last night, and there it was safe, and there were people out everywhere. They were over at Oktoberfest. They were in the Third Ward. There a lot of people. There's a lot of energy, and that's what you need in a downtown. And having that kind of energy helps you kind of negate some of these crime issues.
Well, talking about energy, Northwestern Mutual kicked off their construction, $500 million redevelopment. I can't count that high. But when are they going to complete this?
Probably be a couple years. But, you know, this one is important to us, not only for the economic impact of that, it's for the hundreds and hundreds of employees who are going to move downtown from Franklin. Remember that. There's going to be, you know, 1,800 or more employees who are going to move downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when I just talked about energy and activity at night, it's important to also have that all throughout the day, eating at the restaurants, shopping at the stores, going into the parking lots, and bringing those people downtown. As we've seen over the past couple of years, we've not seen as much activity here because of the pandemic, to bring these people to work in the office, because that's one of the things the CEO said. He wants them in the office working. To have them in the heart of the downtown is so important. It's also, I mean, think about it. It is a commitment to the city, right? I mean, he could have spent that money. When I say he, I mean, Northwestern Mutual could have spent that money in Franklin. They could have spent that money in Oklahoma, in Alabama. They could have spent it anywhere. Yeah, but they chose to spend it here where they are. And I think that's important for the city, and I think we'll draw others in, too.
And think of how many of those employees will want to either rent or buy some of those new condos.
That's exactly
right. With those buildings going up.
Oh, we got to fill those up. There's a lot of apartments, as you and I have talked about.
Well, finally, let's talk about the Baird Center, because the Milwaukee Business Journal got an exclusive look at that construction progress.
Coming along.
I was going to say.
Have you seen it? I mean, I don't know if you've driven by there, but every time I drive by there, it's just amazing how that thing is coming up and kind of what was there before. And this is important to the city. Again, as we talk about economic impact, as we have throughout this conversation, having these conventions that are able to be here, to have that impact, to bring in the hundreds and thousands of people is really important. And it's on schedule to be completed in April of next year, to open in May, to be ready to go for the RNC kind of next July. So think about that. So it'll be ready to go. Well, we'll actually have events there. It's on budget. Also very important for us who help to pay for it. So going well, really impressive. Inside, large new rooms in outer area that'll overlook kind of as you look northeast from the fourth floor, just a really cool area. Some of the things that I find very interesting are, you know, how much more space is being added inside, but also how much more space to access it in terms of the in and out for all these conventions. It'll allow them to kind of have one convention in and out on the same day. So I think it's important to our city, and I don't think we should lose track of it. I mean, it's just been kind of happening behind us, but every time you go by there, it's pretty impressive.
It certainly is. Well, you're very impressive.
I'm impressed
that you got here in person.
Got here in person.
Vinny Vitrano told me.
Yeah, he did.
I got to get you out of here by 8:28 because you've got a pickleball game.
He's going to get whooped in a few minutes, and he's probably on his way in. He's probably over over there warming up. He runs laps beforehand.
Does he really? Because
he's got that leg he's always whining about.
He says
he's hurt still. I think it's all mental, and he's just trying to kind of work by me. Yeah, but he's not very good, so I'm not that worried about it. So.
Well, we're going to let you get to that game. Mark Cass, Editor-in-Chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. Always great to have you here.
Always good to be here. Let me, and obviously, welcome back.
Thank you.